Good morning, everyone, and welcome to St. Martin of Porres Catholic Church. I am Deacon Melvin Burton, and it's a pleasure to be with you today to share God's Word today. I hope everyone is doing fine during this pandemic, that we're being safe and mindful to have 6 feet distance between each other. I know this is a challenging time for everything, but if we obey by the rules and keep God first, everything will be okay. Today is the seventh Sunday of Easter, and I have to say, we are on sacred ground today. I say that because this gospel today, it leads us in this more clinical time of prayer. See, after the ascension, before the Pentecost, we pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our minds so we can have the will of God in a very, very intimate way. We're a praying church, and we get all our needs from God. And I invite you to pray with me to the Almighty. Father in heaven, you said where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in our midst. So we honor you today, and we praise you today, God, to deliver this word. Father, bless me as I have a mouthpiece to come to people's hearts. Let all who hear your voice today praise you and know that you are God. You're the God of healing, the God of love, the God of mercy. Let your word today be a blessing to someone who needs it desperately, bringing them to know the Father. We ask this in all our prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. So today is the seventh Sunday of Easter, and during John 17, which is called the priestly prayer, Jesus have a heart-to-heart with God. You and I are going to go somewhere remarkable because this is an inner dialogue between Jesus and God. God speaking to God. That's like, wow. It's Jesus interceding with us, praying for his disciples. As the gospel concludes, Jesus is praying for all who believes in him and their word, which is Jesus praying down through the history for us. It's a rare opportunity for us to listen in on Jesus' prayer. So let's go to his word. John 17. When Jesus has said this, he raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. Just as you gave him authority over all people, so that he may give eternal life to all who gave him. Now, this eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorify you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. Church, when I read this, it's like being on sacred ground with Jesus. It's like Moses going into that mountain saying, Lord, is it you? And God Almighty speaking to him saying, remove your sandals, for you are on sacred ground. That's the power of God, his majesty that illuminates our hearts and our minds. It's the partaking of the glory of God. We're going to be going through a remarkable time with this dialect, listening to Jesus speaking to his Father. We hear the words of Jesus praying for his disciples. He's praying for the fulfillment of all the promises made, to bring fulfillment to all the work he has done This prayer is a model for all of us, and it's remarkable because it demonstrates the humility and the humiliation of Christ in an intimate way to God. After all, He is God. He is everything that has been made, and without Him, nothing will be made. He is the God that holds up the universe by His power. He gives us the magnificent example of the need to pray, especially during these times. You know, I can remember as a child, my parents gave me everything that I've needed. I was dependent on God. I was to grow in Him and to love Him. And our parents was there to make sure that we stay on the right path, knowing the goodness of God. And this today, I stand here today and being glorified by Christ. It's just amazing. Jesus makes a profound statement also when He says His hour has come. And we can all have experiences saying, my hour has come. So if you ever face something that you know that's going to be the turning point in your life, you know that that's a scary, scary way to be. That's why Jesus is there with us. It's a scary time for all of us. It's like living your entire life being away from the bad things, but the reality is that it's going to come, like this pandemic. It has taken so many lives and hurt so many people, and our prayers go continually out to all. That's why being a Christian is so hard. It's so hard. But the hard is good because we walk with Jesus. We have protection in Christ. We have His grace and His mercy and His love. And most of all, we have hope in Jesus. We have all the nourishment of His word today, being an awesome and mighty God. And most of all, in this world today, we have each other. We have each other to hold on to lean on, to speak to, and to pray with. We all have something to do. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. Because God is not far. He hears prayer. Just as He hears the hurt, He hears the pain, He hears the people alienated, He hears all prayers. But all prayers are answered through Jesus Christ. He hears them all, and they are answered in Christ. So my word to you today is have a heart-to-heart with God. Don't worry about what the situations might be. Fix your spiritual essence first, and God will lead you in the right path. You know, I was reading this book on prayer for the past 3 weeks, I believe, and it's from Ronald Rollister, and he gives a statement of trust yourself in God's providence and get ready to open your heart in such a way that you will hear God clearly. And you will hear Him clearly saying, I love you. You know, with everything that's happening in this world today, it's so much noise, it's so much chaos, it's so much pain. Just remember that Jesus is there. He's there for you. He's there at a prayer's throw. So get on your knees. Talk to the Lord. Prayer is very important for spiritual life. And by the way, Jesus died for all of us. So the work is already done. So I give you this last call. I give you this only call to come to Him. Let Him talk to you. Go into your place of silence and get away from all the hectic, the talk. Problems, the noise, and talk to God. Give him that 1 hour of time. And I guarantee he'll open your heart and send you on the right path. May God bless you.